Okay, so our fight or flight response is a gift that protects us. But a panic attack sure doesn't feel like a gift. So why do we have panic attacks? Okay, the stresses that we face in our society today are very different from what our ancestors had back in cave person days. And sometimes these stresses trigger our fight or flight response, even when there is no actual threat to our survival. So the alarm goes off, but it's a false alarm. So what happens when the alarm goes off, but there's no external life-threatening danger for us to focus on? Well, here's what happens. Our focus can turn in to the sensations that we're feeling and that are really just a normal part of that fight or flight response. And these sensations can trigger scary thoughts, and all of this can spiral into a panic attack. Very scary, but not dangerous. Now, it's really helpful to think about the fight or flight response as having two parts to it. And the first part is like an internal alarm, like a fire alarm bell. Now, a fire alarm can be loud, scary, and very unpleasant, but the alarm itself is never dangerous. In fact, the fire alarm is designed to protect us and to ensure our survival if there was actually a fire.